Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
A new research paper has highlighted the deficiencies in breastfeeding support in the Irish healthcare system. Participants in the study described how breastfeeding was well promoted during pregnancy, but there was not enough support to overcome challenges after the baby was born. For more on this, I'm joined by lecturer in nutrition at TU Dublin, Dr. Liz O'Sullivan, who was the lead academic on this research paper. Liz, you're very welcome to the programme. What was the aim of the research, first of all, in this one?
Thanks very much, Cormac. Yeah, so our plan was essentially to try and understand women's experiences on the ground. We hear and observe a lot of anecdotal reports. I collaborated with a breastfeeding advocacy group on this piece of work, Vanya Baha, and, you know, they had been hearing anecdotal reports, and I'm sure many other women and mothers have heard the same about, you know, maybe support that wasn't as good as it could have been. And so we wanted to get kind of empirical evidence of this and have something that was kind of solid and founded in science, and have something that we could ultimately publish in a peer-reviewed journal, which is what we've done.
Okay, so when you talk then of deficiencies in breastfeeding support, what does that mean really?
So we collected the experiences, or we reported on the experiences of over 5,400 women. And for this piece of research, people were asked about their experiences of breastfeeding support in the maternity unit. And of the whole sample, over 2,200 responded to this question. So we took their text responses, so their personal experiences, and, you know, analysed them and created categories. And essentially, one of the main things that we observed is, like you said, people talked about receiving, you know, breastfeeding promotion advice in pregnancy and being told, you know, breastfeeding is great, you should breastfeed. And, you know, either that was already their plan or they got on board with this message. And then when they had their baby and experienced any challenges or needed help, they really found that lacking. And one of the main things that was described was just an absence of time or too few midwives or lactation consultants on the ground. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things was, you know, they were asking for help with breastfeeding, maybe looking for a breast pump or a lactation consultant, and they weren't given a breastfeeding related solution. And one of the things that was reported to us was that infant formula was often used as the solution when these women wanted breastfeeding help. So they were very kind of frustrated by that.
You know what this reminds me of, Liz? That Mike Tyson line of everybody has a plan until they're punched in the face. So you can be encouraged to breastfeed, I'm sure, all you like during pregnancy. But then when the baby is born, the mother is so tired and maybe scared and in such a vulnerable position and everything is new. That's really when you need the support. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. And it takes time. You know, that type of support takes a lot of time. And, you know, in many other cultures, women may have sisters and aunts and friends and mothers and a lot of kind of people around them with breastfeeding experience who may be able to help them. We have a bit less of that in this country because at the moment we see more kind of formula feeding than breastfeeding. So, you know, people may not have that family support. They may not have friends. And so they need the kind of the professional help.
Yeah.
And it can be time consuming, and, you know, and the midwives are trained to provide the support. But if we just don't have enough of them, you know, people described in the research, people described, you know, oh, they were very stretched, or on the nights they seemed to be more stretched. It was much harder. So, you know, they kind of recognized that time really seemed to be an issue here.
Can I read you an email that we got from a listener and see if this chimes in with some of your research? A listener says, I had my daughter in the middle of COVID in October 2020. And congratulations to you, first of all, on that. She arrived on Saturday at 3 a.m. and I was told that the lactation consultant wouldn't be available until Monday. She only worked Monday to Friday because babies usually work to schedules, apparently, says this listener. By Monday morning, I was in agony and tears every time my daughter tried to latch with cracked, bleeding nipples. When the consultant arrived, she latched my daughter onto my chest, told me that's the best way to latch, and really offered no other advice. She told me off when I asked her about pumping so I could share the load with my husband, and made me feel small and silly for asking. The last I heard from her was that she would be back in 15 minutes to check my daughter's mouth. I haven't seen or heard from her since. There's two more lines. My daughter and I spent 4 weeks in agony. She couldn't latch. I couldn't feed her properly. I felt like a failure. And the public health nurse was not much more of a help, telling me that she was really just there to support the baby. Eventually, we paid for a private lactation consultant who immediately diagnosed my daughter with posterior tongue tie. We had it released shortly after, and everything changed with our breastfeeding journey, and we're still feeding nearly 3 years later. Well done, you. That is incredible persistence. But I mean, is that a story, Liz, that you've heard before?
Oh, absolutely. And in the research that was just published on Wednesday, you'll see similar stories being reported. You know, some of the quotations we have from women are saying, you know, the lactation consultants are working Monday to Friday, 9 to 5. Babies are born 24/7. You can't time that, you know.
It's almost like a joke, isn't it?
And that's definitely something that's been reported.
Yeah.
And you know, women on the ground are noticing that, and fair play to the woman who wrote in. But those stories are just so common, and we see, you know, such incredible stories of persistence and dedication on behalf of women, you know, pursuing this goal in spite of perhaps not receiving what they need.
Yeah.
I was just going to say,
actually, that woman's baby is born at 3 a.m. on Saturday, and the lactation consultant arrives on Monday, let's say at 9 or 10. Now, with a newborn baby, that is an age away. It is an absolute age away. And the fear and the fear that you won't be able to feed your baby properly is real for 24 hours plus. I mean, that can't be acceptable. You had a meeting with Minister Stephen Donnelly, didn't you, about all of your findings. Did you come away with any plan or commitment?
Yeah, so we, subsequent to doing this research, myself and Bonnie Baha asked the government to kind of set up a breastfeeding committee. So a breastfeeding subcommittee of the Women's Parliamentary Caucus was set up. So there are many kind of female parliamentarians that are very passionate about this. We did meet with Stephen Donnelly, and one of our priorities was, you know, increased staffing. You know, ideally more midwives, more lactation consultants, and like that, providing a 7-day service. So we're not sure in terms of, you know, a solid commitment from that. It would be wonderful to see kind of a solid financial commitment and funding for breastfeeding ring fenced in budget 2024. But I think as well, what's important to note, you know, with a lactation consultant coming in Monday morning, like that baby that woman spoke about, that won't have been the only baby born over the weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
But also, you know, midwives are trained to provide breastfeeding support and assistance. So, you know,
stretched.
The load can be spread.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously the lactation consultant is there for, you know, kind of more kind of specific clinical issues, perhaps. But for kind of standard breastfeeding support and care, if we had enough midwives, you know, like they're trained to provide the support.
But
and
it's just
as well.
as you say, if they had the time. Well, look, the texts are coming into 51551, and keep them coming as well. We'll get to them shortly. Unfortunately, time's against us as well. Dr. Liz O'Sullivan, it's really fascinating research, and one to look out for to see if there's any plan on foot of it. Lecturer in Nutrition at TU Dublin, Dr. Liz O'Sullivan, thank you.